someone else's journey is our lesson.
We used to say, the difficult we do immediately, the impossible just takes a little more time.
Someone else's lesson is our gift.
I believe part of our responsibility is really to equip and inspire our students to ask those difficult questions.
Be encouraged by the stories that lift us all.
I came to Howard because I wanted to be the President of the United States.
Somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else.
Now, join Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, and his guest on The Journey.
With a record of two consecutive championships in hand, the Howard University women's volleyball team is a story of excellence and leadership on and off the court. Last year, the team captain, an honor student, was selected as the Conference Player of the Year and the MVP of the MEAC tournament. The coach was chosen as Coach of the Year. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and I'm joined today on The Journey by Howard volleyball coach Sean Kupferberg and junior Kayla Donaldson. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's start with you, Ms. Donaldson. Now, why volleyball? What? Tell me what your first exposure was to volleyball.
I was one of those people that played every sport in school. Okay. So I was playing basketball, tennis, all that. So volleyball was just another sport on the list at the time. And I actually had this best friend in middle school who was like, oh, let's try and play travel. So I was like, I mean, I don't really like it like that. Like, I don't think I want to do that yet. So we did the regional team. And I tried it out a little bit, and the director of my club came up to me and said, oh, we want you on the national team for the season. And then I started playing full-time year-round from then on.
Okay. So Coach Kupferberg, tell me a little bit about where you're from. And then I had the honor of meeting your parents at the playoff game in Wisconsin. I sat next to them, actually, or right in front of them, actually.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to tell you, they're two of your greatest fans, and I couldn't agree more. So tell me a little bit about where you grew up.
Yeah, I mean, ironically, with who we brought here, I grew up a couple miles away from Kayla outside of Chicago. I grew up in Schaumburg, a little more diverse area, but still relatively close. And I grew up there, had a great upbringing, got to meet a wide variety of people and grow and develop into an athlete there, and sort of found volleyball late, and it ended up working out pretty well.
So tell me a little bit about volleyball. How you found volleyball and why coaching as a result?
How I found volleyball probably wasn't the best story. Girls played volleyball. I wanted to play volleyball in my off time. So I was a football and basketball player and decided, hey, what else to do? Might as well play volleyball in the summer. Coaching really came about because our team at the college level, men's volleyball is not as big. So it used to be huge. Title IX sort of cut out some men's sports, and at our school, that was one of them. So the only opportunity besides playing on the club team was to coach. And somebody came up to me and said, hey, do you want to coach this team? And I started coaching. And along with getting my degree, I had the opportunity to continue coaching after we got out of school. So it was a unique experience. I was something that I had to decide. It was we were the number one team in the country for 2 years at the club level in college, and came out, and my wife wanted to go to get her master's degree, and some schools were offering me coaching jobs, and we said, let's take that little ride while we're young and we can still do it.
Okay. And this was at Miami University in Ohio.
That was when I was at Miami, yes. And okay. So we went out to a tiny little Christian school, Bible school out in Seattle called Northwest University. And they gave me a shot and just sort of that started the journey and stuck with it.
Okay. And so back to you, Kayla. I'm sure coming out of high school, after playing, doing high school and obviously excelling, you probably had opportunities to go to a few places. Why Howard University?
You would think that, but Howard was actually the only one that offered me a scholarship at the time.
Oh.
And my father was in the room, and he made the decision for me. So, you know, it doesn't get any easier than that.
Okay. I get you. No, but coming to Howard as a student athlete, what has been your impression of the academics and trying to balance that with the tough schedule that you do have?
I definitely think it's tough. I think it would be tough at any school between NAI up to the Division I level. But I think it's a lot of fun and it's worth it, especially at a school like Howard, because you really learn for me personally, how to be a Black woman in America and in the business world and things like that, and also how to strive athletically and succeed athletically. So it's tough with time management, but I mean, I wouldn't rather do or live any other life or be enrolled in any other school. So.
And you're a junior now. Tell me what your major is.
Finance.
Okay. Yep. And what do you intend to do with that degree?
I'm not quite positive yet, but I'm working with JP Morgan next year in their global treasury department in New York. So we're going to see how that goes, feel out the banking and Wall Street industry for a little bit. And then I think eventually I want to go get my JD MBA from, if I'm in New York, Columbia. But if I'm not, we'll see some other options outside of that.
Howard has a JD MBA program as well. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And you have an extremely high GPA, 3.87. You've maintained... obviously, excellent academics. What are some of the keys that you've learned in terms of time management and discipline around prioritizing your academics?
A lot of it just comes down to, do I want to be successful and put in the time work or do I not? So, I mean, I've actually never had to pull all-nighters or anything like that because I've always put in the work necessary to be in an A or B position up until finals. So finals wasn't that stressful for me. But really just comes down to the competitive spirit. Like, I always want to be the best, number one. Like, so, I mean, the GPA just kind of reflects my competitive spirit.
You're listening to The Journey. My guests today are Coach Kupferberg of the women's volleyball team and Kayla Donaldson, a junior who's on that team and also has been the MVP of the MEAC tournament. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So, Coach, back to you. What made you, in terms of when you recruit, what are the things you're looking for in the athletes when you go out to recruit? And why recruit someone like Ms. Donaldson?
Well, Ms. Donaldson's being a little humble as far as who was after her and what was going on when she got committed. She was might have only had one offer, but that was because we offered her early. It wasn't her senior year in high school or anything like that. We were offering her during an earlier year, and some people hadn't gotten around to that yet. But what we're looking for is we're looking for people that want to be excellent. And sort of like she just described there, we want people that want to be excellent on and off the court. And it doesn't just have to do with academics. It has to do with just being a good person and being a good human being and growing up, and it's going to be a great alumni for this university and for our program. So there's a lot of good volleyball players out there. That's the easy part. The secondary part is people that really want to buy in and love the culture of Howard University. And then after that, it's obviously academics is a key. But really, when we're sitting across recruiting in huge gyms with a 200 courts and thousands of athletes, what we're looking at after we get past those steps is how they interact with their teammates, how they interact with their coaches, how they interact with their parents. A lot of times, there's some interesting attitudes out there nowadays, some things that we never thought would be acceptable back when you and I may be playing our mainstream now. So those are things we keep a close eye on and try to focus on and understand that those are going to be brought into our gym, into our culture, and keep our culture as pure as possible and as focused as possible on attaining our goals.
Yeah, but you certainly struck a chord. My 12-year-old son plays travel soccer, mm-hmm. and he actually plays academy now, and they're very, very competitive. And he is such a different person when he's on the field. I'm often very amazed. He's very quiet. He's shy. He'll look you in the eye and stuff like that. But when he gets on the field, there's an aggressiveness that I often wonder where it comes from. And and you're right. You really have to spend time observing athletes in almost all the different settings to really get a sense of who they are. Because, if you met him and you didn't see him actually playing, you'd think he'd shy away from the responsibilities, and he doesn't.
Yeah, and
so that's a good point.
A team is really a family. I mean, we're together all the time, and we get on each other's nerves as well as any other family. It's like brothers and sisters and parents. I mean, we're together all the time, early mornings, late nights. And it's really important that not only you're a good volleyball player, but also that we're going to keep that family-like atmosphere throughout our program.
Right. Now, I've been to a few games now, and I've observed a couple of things, one of which I'm very curious about, so I was looking forward to this opportunity to ask you. What exactly are people looking at on that laptop that's on the sideline? I don't see any of the team with the laptop, but I see it with your team. So tell me what exactly you guys are analyzing and
it's basically volleyball analytics. I mean, it's breaking down every touch of the ball. So every pass, every swing, every offensive and defensive play to tell where we're having success and where we're not. Tell us what to do more of and what to do less of. It's the same program the Olympic team uses, some of the big Pac-10 teams and Big Ten teams. We've been running it for a long time now. I'm a big numbers guy and analytics guy, and Kayla gets frustrated with that sometimes because that's not her biggest, she's not a big fan of that all the time, but I'm big on you produce and I'm a science-based person, so I want to see results. I want to see data, and the more data we can collect, the more I can evaluate and figure out how to best proceed and make us a better team. So that's what we're looking at.
So that's interesting, because that's what I tell my cabinet and my administrative team all the time, that we have to make decisions based on evidence. So I'm really into collecting data. You know, how well do students do? If you support them with more aid, what do they do if they live in a certain residence hall? All of those types of things. So having said that, Kayla definitely dropped her head when I started asking you that question. Tell me how that has impacted you and maybe even how your response to it has evolved over time.
We have it in practice too, just so you know. So yeah, she gets it every day. It's not just games.
So I mean, I could feel like I was hitting like an All-American that day, but the laptop will tell me that like I probably shouldn't be playing volleyball at all at the time.
Right.
So I mean, it definitely varies, but I do appreciate seeing like genuine growth and like the data and stuff like that. But in the moment, it's kind of frustrating just to compare yourself and your mindset against some numbers is really annoying.
As you think about graduating and going out into that work world and obviously doing finance, you're going to be in a very male-dominated atmosphere. What are some of the things you really think that have impacted you because of being at Howard?
I think it goes back to everything we've said about data and results, just showing, at least from a volleyball perspective, we've always just came into the gym and as a group of Black women, mostly, just showed what we were capable of. And you know, beating most of these teams just showed that we are capable of a lot and a lot of great things. So I plan to keep the same mindset when I go to JP Morgan, just show what I'm capable of. And if they appreciate it, that's all for the better. And if they don't, then maybe I'll just find a new place.
I'm glad you said mostly, because one of your very critical teammates who is a graduating senior is a Caucasian female.
Mm-hmm.
What's your perspective about how comfortable she is and the role you guys have played in making her comfortable?
I think she's definitely become comfortable at Howard, and she always says that she appreciates the experience. So I can't really tell you exactly how comfortable or what she has learned at Howard, but I definitely understand, or I definitely know that she understands that, like, the journey of a Black woman or male, just a Black person in America, is definitely a lot more tumultuous than you would have otherwise understood. And like, half of the history that you learned in high school, middle school, elementary school is not entirely accurate. So I think she just appreciates the different culture that we have and why we have the culture that we have. So,
well, I have to tell you, as president of the university, I feel very strongly about what college athletics should be. I was the manager of the soccer team when I was a student here, and quite a few of my friends that I have today are still guys who came from there. One of them played professionally in England. And so I feel very, very strongly that we have to excel. And you guys are the crown jewel of the college athletic program here at Howard University. What you've achieved is something for all of us to take pride in. So I really appreciate and congratulate you on what you've done.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. My guests today have been the women's volleyball coach, Sean Kupferberg, and one of his star athletes, Kayla Donaldson. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne Frederick on the Howard University Radio Network.